USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying this morning the president's engaged in a cover-up as Democrats are beating the drums of impeachment again. At the Capitol this morning, Pelosi said no one is above the law, and that goes for President Trump. She spoke after a closed-door meeting with the Democratic caucus, but not far away, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House fully cooperated with the full special counsel investigation into alleged Russian election meddling.
The idea that this White House hasn't cooperated and has resisted is completely absurd. In fact, the only people that we see resisting in this process are Democrats who are resisting the conclusion of the Mueller report.
More severe weather likely today in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Two people are dead following the second fatal float plane crash in Alaska in a week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Taquan airplane, operated by the same company involved in last week's mid-air crash that left six people dead, went down in a harbor in southeast Alaska. The victims include the pilot and a passenger, the only two people on board. The NTSB is investigating. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The southern plains states are recovering from another round of severe storms.
Flooding has been a major concern, but not the only one. Tornadoes, more than 20 of them, were reported across Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas from early Monday into Tuesday morning. Additional heavy rainfall is expected in Oklahoma as officials urge residents to seek higher ground in some locations. And further east, damaging winds, hail, and even more potential tornadoes remain on the horizon.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A county executive in New York State is asking President Trump for help with the measles outbreak. Rockland County's Ed Day wants the president to issue an executive order requiring visitors from abroad to produce their vaccination records before they can be admitted to the United States. There have now been 233 confirmed measles cases in Rockland County alone since last October. Day says the outbreak began with seven infected people, some of whom were exposed to measles in Israel. Health officials say there were another 41 cases last week nationwide, bringing the national total to 880 for the year, and that's the worst year for the disease since 1994. Chevrolet is bringing back the seatbelt interlock, the safety feature first introduced in the 70s, preventing a driver from shifting into drive until the seatbelt is fastened. The new version of the interlock is called Buckle to Drive. It'll be part of the Teen Driver Safety System. Chevy will launch it this year on the 2020 Malibu, Colorado, and Traverse. And NASA's inviting us to go to Mars. Well, sort of. The space agency's offering people a chance to have their names stenciled on chips that will be part of a new Mars rover that will be flying to the Red Planet next year. More than 2 million names flew on NASA's InSight Mars mission last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.